trial of four men charged with murder in connection with the November 2002 bombing of an Israeli-owned hotel in Mombasa resumed Monday. The prosecution plans to link the attackers to the Al-Qaeda terror network. In his opening statement Monday, State Prosecutor Edwin Okello said the attack on Paradise Hotel was directly related to tensions in the Middle East.
Evidence will also show that Paradise Hotel was targeted because it's owned by an Israeli and its guests were predominantly Israelis.
He said the suicide bombers, who in November 2002 killed 12 Kenyans and 3 Israelis, as well as themselves, selected the particular location specifically to kill and maim Israeli nationals. The loss of Kenyan lives, said Mr. Okello, was the price Kenya paid for its friendly ties with Israel. Four men have been charged with 15 counts of murder each for their alleged role in the Paradise Hotel bombing. They are Omar Said Omar, Mohammed Kubwa, Abud Rogo Mohammed, and Mohammed Ali Saleh Naban. The prosecutor told High Court Justice John Osimo his team will prove the four had what he called frenzied communication with the suicide bombers and Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, a suspected Al-Qaeda operative who is also allegedly behind the 1998 bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Nairobi. He said the prosecution also intends to show how the four coordinated the missile attack on an Israeli passenger jet as it was taking off from the Mombasa airport within minutes of the hotel bombing. The suspects are also alleged to have used fake identification to rent 3 houses in the coastal city of Mombasa where they planned the bombing. The trial is expected to last at least a month. 3 other alleged terrorists went on trial last month on lesser charges of conspiracy to carry out the attacks. The prosecution in the murder trial says it intends to call more than 140 witnesses to the stand. Kathy Maitani for VOA News, Nairobi.